The following is an audio version of an article published at Mushi.com. Mushi.com publishes health news, medical research, science discoveries, and comprehensive information on all major health issues. And now, the article. Children stress 6 months before starting school. The researchers, led by Dr. Julie Turner Cobb at the University of Bath, were studying the effect of children's temperament and behavior on how stressful they found the experience of starting school. To do this, they measured the levels of the stress hormone cortisol in children 2 weeks after they had started primary school and then measured them again 6 months later. They also took cortisol measurements 3 to 6 months before the children started school to provide baseline levels for comparison. But the researchers were surprised to find that, far from providing a baseline, children's cortisol levels were already high several months before the start of the school term. This suggests that stress levels in anticipation of starting school begin to rise much earlier than we expected, says Dr. Turner Cobb. Why a preschool child should be anxious about an event so far in the future is something of a mystery, but Dr. Turner Cobb speculates that parents were getting stressed about their children starting school, and that their stress was being passed on to the children. Whilst there was a significant rise in cortisol levels at the start of school as expected, children with a more shy, fearful personality appeared less stressed than their more extrovert peers. More extroverted children had consistently higher levels of cortisol and their levels tended to remain high throughout the day, possibly because their more impulsive nature gets them into more confrontational situations, Dr. Turner Cobb explains. One of the concerns surrounding cortisol is that high levels, particularly when they remain high throughout the day, can suppress an individual's immune response, making them more susceptible to everyday illnesses. But in this study, the researchers found that children who had higher levels of cortisol throughout the day when starting school were actually less likely to suffer from cold symptoms during the next 6 months and had fewer days off sick if they did catch a cold. They also found that these children were more likely to get sick during the school holidays than at term time, suggesting that, at least in the short term, higher stress levels provide some protection against colds and flu. For most children, stress levels had lowered significantly at the 6 months follow-up, suggesting that they had adapted well to the school environment. As Dr. Turner Cobb is keen to emphasize, this temporary stress response to starting school is natural, and experiences such as this help shape a child's ability to cope with new and potentially threatening situations through life. However, some children still had high cortisol levels throughout the day at follow-up, suggesting that they were experiencing a more long-term stress response that could lead to poorer health. These children were more extroverted, but had also become increasingly socially isolated during the study, perhaps because their peers had lost patience with their exuberance. According to Dr. Turner Cobb, this highlights the importance of monitoring the experiences of children starting school, particularly those who seem to find the school environment more of a social challenge. Given the unexpected high levels of cortisol months in advance of the start of term, Dr. Turner Cobb also suggests that parents may need more support to reduce their anxiety about the experience of school transition, so benefiting the health and social well-being of the child. Methodology: the study involved 105 children starting reception class in schools in Bath and the surrounding areas in September 2004 or January 2005. Parents completed a set of questionnaires about their child's behavior and personality, and collected small samples of their child's saliva before, during and after they started school. Cortisol levels in the saliva samples were measured by Dr. David Jessup at the University of Bristol. Parents also kept a diary of their child's health for the first 6 months after starting school, and children's school teachers, 74 in all, completed questionnaires detailing the child's behavior and character 2 weeks and 6 months after starting school. Reference: the research project, The Social Experience of Transition to School, Learning and Health Outcomes, was funded by the Economic and Social Research Council, ESRC. The researchers were Dr. Julie Turner Cobb and Ms. Lorna Rickson at the Department of Psychology, University of Bath. Health information released by Economic and Social Research Council. Adapted and published by www.mushi.com. Originally released on September 5th, 2007.